This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are at the RNIB board meeting at Edinburgh Hillside. I am joined by another board member. Can you please introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Andrew Barry. So I'm a trustee, been with RNIB for nearly 3 years now. Started off as a sort of non-exec director, trying to bring some commercial experience into the charity. So I did that for about 2 years, working with RNIB Enterprises. And then opportunity about a year ago to become a trustee, join the main board. So yeah, I've been doing that a year now. Fantastic year, very enjoyable year.
You have quite a range of experience within the organisation, but what were some of the things that prompted you to join RNIB in the first place?
Great question. So I have no vision in my right eye, so I'm very protective of my vision. Anything that happens to my left eye, that would be quite challenging. So definite affinity. My grandfather lost his vision, and I just saw the impact it had on him and his life. It was in his later years, but really, you know, when he couldn't do the things that he really, really wanted to do, his life to him became not one that he wanted to live anymore. And he didn't know where to go to, and he didn't know where the support was going to come from. So from that perspective, a real affiliation to what we do here and the help we provide. And I think you only have to, we get the privilege periodically to listen to calls on the help desk and things like that. And they're incredibly emotional, you know, in terms of people finding and what we can do and what we do and the brilliant people that work on the helpline. So you only have to hear those, and it gives you this kind of feeling of wanting to help, wanting to assist in whatever way you can.
What were some of the experience or skills that you were excited to bring to the board?
So a chartered accountant by trade, and I work in that horrible murky world of investment and private equity and things like that. So I'm used to sort of buying businesses and commercializing them and helping them grow and assisting them in growing. And with Enterprises, we sort of, when we came on board, so Enterprises really got three or four sides to it. We've got the print business that we have up in Gateshead, we have a consultancy business, and we have the sort of retail work that we do. And the idea was really to try and make that business as successful as we possibly could, touch as many people in a positive way that we can, but also take a little bit of pressure off the fundraising by commercializing everything. By, we have value, you know, what we bring, when we're consulting and Transport for London say, you know, how can you, you know, help and assist us in terms of accessibility, you know, we have lived experience that is of huge value. And sometimes there's a skill in commercializing, you know, because it's important. If we can contribute £3 million a year and take that pressure off some of the fundraising. We started off, the business was contributing £500,000. We're now up to just under £3 million in two and a bit years, and with great scope and a great platform to continue to touch more people and sort of monetize a lot of the lived experience of great, great work that we do here.
Yeah, that's a huge change in just a few years. Are there any other fulfilling moments or particular achievements that you're really happy to have helped make happen or been here for?
Sometimes it's a prioritisation, isn't it? We're talking quite a lot in the room at the moment about bang for our buck and where we can touch as many people as we possibly can. And I think where we help the management team, where we help Simon, is trying to be as efficient as we can in terms of cost, to free up monies for, you know, Dan and the rest of the team to help, you know, whether it's, we're just talking about ECLO's strategy and we're talking about what's our plans to make sure that we're not impacted by structural government changes. And you know, it's we provide a great sounding board, I think, for Dan to sort of help him get the right strategy, the right approach, and ensure that we plan for eventualities and we maximize the impact that we can have. So,
and you've touched on a few really key kind of future emerging areas in changing the financing of the organisation and trying to future-proof elements of the work that we do. Are there any other key projects or horizons that you're working on at the moment, or things that you want the board to keep in mind going forward?
Well, the big thing in Enterprises that we're working on, so there's this sort of legislation, FCA consumer duty sort of thing, where just making sure financial information, all information, public sector in terms of hospital appointments and things like that, are all communicated to Pan Disability Solutions. When we've gone out to companies that fall under the FCA or, you know, healthcare trusts or things like that, they need help and guidance as to what to do Pan Disability. We're working with B&Q at the moment to pull together a solution. They are very receptive. They just want some help and assistance around pan disability accessibility and solutions and how they can be a good corporate employer and good to their customers. And that's where we can really add value, is finding those organizations, public sector, private sector, that are receptive to the help, support, and guidance that we can give, not just about visually impaired, but pan disability. And I think that's where we're increasingly finding a niche for ourselves, where we can step up. We don't need to know about what disability is. We have a very important role in coordinating a pan disability solution. And I think it's really exciting to lead the charge from an RNIB perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And there'll be many people that have sight loss and other disabilities, or may develop disabilities later in life. It's really exciting to be at the core of helping these big companies think of inclusive design from the beginning with some of these new projects.
They're really receptive. It's finding the right ones, really. You know, the team's doing great, you know, focusing on where we can make a difference, where we can get traction quickly. And we're leading the way. There's no one else that's stepping up, so it's brilliant. And I love the way that this office is used, it's, you know, for the community and the benefit and use that's getting out of it. And presentations we had yesterday showed the huge volunteer network up here that just makes a huge difference. So I'd just like to thank everyone involved in that.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Fabulous. Thank you very much.